Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM. You're on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. A lot to get into. We're going to preview another one of the marquee games on the college football slate this week. Look at Penn State and Oregon with our guy Daniel Gallen, who will join us here in moments. Chase Kitty going to join us later on in the show to give out some of his favorite plays in college football. And we'll continue looking at the Week 4 NFL slate. So a lot to get to. Also, some baseball picks at the end of the show as well. We had a nice day yesterday. So as always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, chime in throughout the show at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, and we'll get to everything that you have for us. And if you miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Daniel Gallen. Give Daniel a follow on X at Daniel JT Gallen. Covers Penn State for 24/7 Sports. Daniel, great to have you back on the show, man. We've had this one circled on the calendar, Penn State and Oregon. And let's just start with the fact this is going to be a whiteout game, right? And I think any sports fan, any college football fan, certainly bucket list to go to a whiteout game at Penn State. And it's a big talking point because, as you know, in the past, this game would normally be that Fox Big Noon kickoff game. Instead, it's going to be a primetime game. So just tell us, for somebody who's experienced it, what the whiteout game is like. Does it live up to the hype? And do you definitely think the fact that this is a night game is a big X factor in the game?
The whiteout is really a one-of-a-kind event. Like, when I started covering Penn State in 2021, that first year they played Auburn, it was the post-COVID, so you've got fans back in the stadium for the whiteout for the first time, and the environment lived up to the hype. And I think that what you're going to see on Saturday night is an elevated version of that. Penn State hasn't had a marquee Big Ten opponent matchup in the whiteout since 2019. You look at the past couple of years, it's been Auburn, Minnesota, Iowa, Washington. You know, no Ohio State in there, no Michigan in there. You finally get that marquee opponent on Saturday night. And so I think that this is going to be one of the spectacles of this college football season. And that environment at Beaver Stadium is most definitely going to be raucous.
Penn State, as we know, Daniel, up to this point, they really haven't played anybody. They've been like 40-point favorites in all of their games so far. So we really don't know a lot about this team. We definitely will learn a lot on Saturday. But just watching the games, what would you say is your biggest question mark for Penn State heading into this matchup?
I think you want to see quarterback Drew Aller really let it rip out there. He completed, I think, around 80% of his passes in the opener against Nevada. He's been under 60% the past 2 weeks. After the FIU game, he talks about overthinking a little bit. He missed a couple passes that could be considered easy, could be considered simple. It just wasn't really crisp. And we know the type of talent that he has. We know what he's capable of. Along those lines too, running back Nick Singleton had a choppy game against FIU. It seemed like they were trying to get him right against Villanova, give him a lot of touches, get him into a rhythm. We know that he's a home run threat anytime he touches the ball. And so I think you're going to be looking at those two guys. You know, in this type of game, you need those, you know, five stars to make five star plays, to make difference making plays. And Aller and Singleton are two of those guys that you can look to do that. So you're going to want to see those guys on track.
What do you think are some of the keys to this game on Saturday for both teams? What do you think are going to be the determining factors who ends up winning the game?
A really big topic that has come up this week is starting fast. Oregon is known for that. They can jump out on you, put you in a hole. And the way that Dan Lanning coaches that team, runs that team, like, they're not going to take their foot off your neck. You know, they are going to, you know, try to beat you, make it decisive. We saw it happen to Penn State in the Big Ten championship game last year, where they got into a big hole against Oregon early, almost came all the way back. They made it interesting there at the end, but it was just a little bit too much to overcome. So I think that, you know, at the end of the first quarter, if any team has really been able to find some separation, you know, whoever has set the tone, I think that you can give them the edge moving on. So I think that's where it starts. You know, who comes out quick? Who's ready? You know, does Oregon have any hiccups in this whiteout environment that Penn State can take advantage of? I think those are a couple of things you're going to be looking at pretty early.
I mean, since you've been covering the team, Daniel, can you remember a game where Penn State, it feels like, has had this much pressure on them to win? Because as you know, in a lot of these big matchups, they've come up short, but they're usually the underdog in the game. Usually the roster is not as talented. Bunch of people in the offseason, myself included, picked this team to win the title. It feels like this is the year. So, I mean, all the pressure is on them on Saturday, right, to take care of business.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at this, and this is a really big spot for Penn State. I was talking about on the Lions 24/7 podcast earlier this week that there's going to be a lot of people tuning in to see, you know, not just is this 2025 Nittany Lions team legit national title contenders. They're going to be tuning in to see, like, what's the whole James Franklin project look like? You know, going back, you know, more than a decade, you know, we know that everyone who runs a big social media account has the graphics loaded already with his record against, you know, top 10 AP ranked teams, you know, what that looks like. But I think too is that you can't get caught too much in the recency bias. Like, just last November, Penn State was playing in a number 3 versus number 4 game against Ohio State. You know, you brought in Andy Kotelnicki. That was supposed to be when Penn State was supposed to beat Ohio State. Like, so we're just not that far removed from that game and everything that came along with that. So I think this is, you know, the biggest game right now. But I think that, you know, maybe at the end of the season, there might be a bigger game that has come for Penn State. So, you know, I think this is huge. I'm excited. This is, I think, a really significant moment for this team. But it's you can't quite be a prisoner of the moment right now.
We're talking Penn State, Oregon with Daniel Gallen, covers Penn State for 24/7 Sports. Daniel, you mentioned the Big Ten title game between these two teams last year. It was a shootout, ton of points. Maybe not that type of game on Saturday, but do you think it's another high-scoring game, or do you think this is a lower-scoring type game, maybe like 24-21, somewhere in that neighborhood? The over-under is 51.5. So if you had a feeling, would you go over or maybe under that number?
I think you would go over. I think that both of these defenses are really solid, but I think that there's going to be a lot of offensive talent on both sides of the ball. You know, maybe both teams don't get into the 30s, but I think at least one team you know, will get to at least 31 points. I think that this will be a type of game where you know, it'll be back and forth, and you know, maybe it doesn't feel like it's a high-scoring game. Maybe it doesn't feel like a shootout. But you can get to the fourth quarter and see, you know, like, oh yeah, like there's been a lot of points in this game. It's been really entertaining.
Another talking point for Penn State this offseason was the skill positions, the wide receiver, and then losing Tyler Warren. We know in that game against Notre Dame last year, they didn't have a receiver catch a pass. Again, haven't really played anybody the first three games, but so far, Daniel, do you think the coaching staff is pleased what they have seen out of the wide receiver room, and do you think they're going to be a big factor in the game on Saturday?
Definitely. I think there's been a lot of positives when you look at the additions of Kyron Hudson, Trevor Pena, Devontae Ross. They've all gotten to show different elements of their skill sets through the early part of the season. They've all been featured at different points by Penn State. So you've gotten a real idea of what they're about. And I think that you feel good about what they can bring with their skill sets. I think when you talk about replacing Tyler Warren, obviously you can't replace all of that production at once. That's just not the way it works, but I would circle the name Luke Reynolds right now. He's gotten a lot of attention from Drew Aller. I believe he's the second leading receiver at this point in the season. He can make guys miss. He's really athletic at, you know, over 250 pounds. I think he's the type of guy that could make. He's another one of those five stars. He was 24/7 Sports number one tight end a couple years ago. He can make those difference making plays for the Nittany Lions.
Daniel, before we let you go, my friend, we need a prediction for Saturday. Who do you like to win, Penn State and Oregon?
I picked Penn State to win this game before the season, and I feel like I have to stick with that. I haven't seen anything in either direction from Penn State or Oregon to really, you know, make me want to shift that, but I do have it being a really close game. Right now, I have Penn State 31, Oregon 28. I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter, and you're going to see some of those difference-making plays from guys like Drew Aller, Nick Singleton, Luke Reynolds, Catron Allen, the list goes on.
There you go, Daniel. Penn State to win, Oregon to cover. Could be one of those games on Saturday in Happy Valley. Going to be a good one. Daniel Gallen joining us. Give him a follow on X at DanielJTGallen. Covers Penn State for 24/7 Sports. Daniel, have a great time at the Whiteout on Saturday, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me again, PJ.
All right, great stuff. Daniel Gallen here on Send It In. Let's continue talking college football here on the program, and let's get into some of our favorite bets that we have in Week 5 college football as we break down the favorite, underdog, the over-under that we like the best. Let's start with the favorite right now that's jumping out to me on the board currently. Again, it's a Wednesday. This stuff can change. My picks can move, and I can have different opinions on what I like for these different spots. But as of right now, the favorite that's jumping out to me, Duke is a 6-point favorite on the road at Syracuse on Saturday, and I think Duke is the play in that game. Now, I've bet this Duke team once too many times so far this season, and it's one of those teams that it feels like the professionals really like. You know, that game against Illinois, the game against Tulane, all these games, the game against NC State, all the professionals, they like Duke. These underlying metrics, the spots, they're liking the Blue Devils. And now here we are again. You have a Syracuse team coming off the big upset against Clemson, and they're 6-point home dogs. So naturally, a lot of the public is going to be on Syracuse, yet we're seeing reverse line movement, and it just keeps going up towards Duke. But we have to keep asking ourselves, just how good is Clemson? It was a great win for Syracuse with their backup quarterback, but was that game more about just Clemson being awful, or is Syracuse a decent team? Remains to be seen. They should have lost to UConn a couple weeks ago at home. So Duke being a 6-point favorite on the road at Syracuse, I think, is telling. You always have to worry about an emotional letdown after a big upset win like that for Syracuse. So anything under a touchdown right now, think Duke is a good bet. I like them at -6. An underdog that I would bet this week is going to be Utah State +22.5 against Vanderbilt. We talked about this game on Monday. I really like Utah State in this spot, you guys. So think about Vanderbilt's season so far, okay? Week 2, they go on the road into a tough environment, play at Virginia Tech when Brent Pry's still there, the fans, the players, still excited about the season. We didn't realize at the time how bad Virginia Tech was going to be, and Blacksburg at night is a tough place to play. Got the Sandstorm introduction, and last year, Vandy beat them as 2-touchdown favorites in Nashville. So you knew that was a revenge game for Virginia Tech. Vandy was ready. They go into Blacksburg. They beat them up. They win that game by 20-plus points. Okay, then the following week, you go on the road and you take on South Carolina. 2-0 SEC teams. Tough environment there at Williams-Brice. Everybody is, I mean, you got 90,000 people rocking in that stadium. Vandy goes in there. They beat them 31-7. So after those two big wins, you're thinking maybe last week against Georgia State would be the letdown. But Georgia State upset Vandy last year, and Vandy hung 70 on Georgia State. It's one thing to cover a spread against a team. It's another to run up the score and make a statement, and that's what Vandy did. So the last three games, they have been ultra-prepared, ultra-motivated, ready to go. Next week, They got Bama on the road in Tuscaloosa. You don't think they're looking at forward to another opportunity of trying to upset Bama again in their stadium? I look at this week against Utah State as the letdown game, as the game where maybe they take the foot off the gas just a little bit. You got a good head coach in Bronco Mendenhall at Utah State. You got a good quarterback at Bryson Barnes. And Utah State's already played Texas A&M on the road this season. They're used to an SEC team. They're used to an SEC stadium, environment, all those kind of things. I really like Utah State plus 22.5 against Vanderbilt. I think it's a great spot to fade the Commodores. What about the over that I like the best on Saturday? Let's take over 54.5 against for LSU and Ole Miss. Kiffin just said a couple minutes ago that Chambliss is going to be the quarterback. No Austin Simmons. It's going to be Trinidad Chambliss again, and he's been very good for Ole Miss. LSU's defense has been one of the best surprises so far of the college football season. But again, let's go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Through and kind of look at some of those games. What does Clemson's offense look like since that LSU game? What does Florida's offense look like this entire season? Like, what great offense has LSU played this year that now makes us think maybe they're not an elite defense? You can only control the teams that you play, and their defense has been very good against the teams that they have gone up against. But they're going up against a different animal on Saturday, this Ole Miss offense on the road. And I think LSU's offense is going to be able to score some points on this Ole Miss defense as well. I like over 54.5. An under that I like, Kentucky, South Carolina, under 46.5. Look, South Carolina, their offense with Mike Shula right now is the new offensive coordinator. It's just not quite clicking. They're not as explosive as they were hoping that they would be. You got to imagine Sellers is still hurt. He was able to play against Missouri with the concussion-like symptoms, but still not 100%. Kentucky's got the worst offense in the SEC, but their defense is very good, and they really don't give up explosive plays. So this is going to be a grinded-out type game. I think it's a first to 20 type game, so I like under 46.5, South Carolina and Kentucky. And then the team I like to win outright is going to be Auburn, plus 200 against Texas A&M. We talked about it on the show yesterday. I'm not quite sold yet on Texas A&M. That was a really good win against Notre Dame. You got to give them credit for that. But you can run on their defense. They give up over 140 rushing yards per game, and that's the key with Auburn. If they go up against teams that they can run the football against, control the game, time of possession, and they have the best defense that A&M has faced so far this season, I think Auburn wins that game outright. So I like them plus 200 against the Aggies. All right, let's talk a little NFL Week 4 slate here on Send It In. Eagles are 3.5-point favorites on the road at Tampa Bay. Total in the game is 43.5. Now, Tampa has been a house of horrors for the Eagles here in recent years. You go back to last regular season before, when they lose in the playoffs, when Brady was there in Tampa, they beat Philly in the playoffs. This has been one of the few places where Philly has really, really struggled against Tampa Bay on the road. Both of these teams are 3-0, and both of these teams could be 0-3. Certainly should be 1-2, potentially. So both teams are a little bit fraudulent, but I think the Bucks way more so than Philadelphia, and the Bucks are way more banged up than the Eagles are as well. I mean, the Bucks barely have any healthy wide receivers out there. It's really only Emeka Ebuka. At this point, Baker's shaken up. They got some defensive pieces that are hurt as well. Wirfs could be back potentially this week for Tampa, so monitor the injury report and we'll see. But I just think the Bucks are so banged up. They're fortunate to be 3-0 right now. The Eagles too, but it feels like the Eagles are another good money line parlay piece this week to win the game, because that's just what they do, man. They find ways to win games, and I think they'll do that again on Sunday. Titans and Texans. Houston, a 7-point favorite. Total in the game is 38.5. This is an ugly one. It would only be Tennessee or pass for me at the +7. I like the fact that you're getting the key number, but that Houston offense, how can you lay 7 points with that offense in a divisional game? Cam Ward and the Texans are, and the Titans offense continue to put up points. Now, this is a top defense that they're going up against, but again, if you're Houston, I mean, it's just got to be demoralizing. It feels like right now the Texans are on verge of kind of being the Denver Broncos from a couple years ago, where they had that elite offense, but they had Russell Wilson as their quarterback, or those Jets teams with the great defense and Zach Wilson as their quarterback. Like, eventually, you just break down as a defense when you're on the field that much and your offense isn't helping you out. So you're 0-3, you're a big favorite at home, but the Texans tend to struggle in these spots a lot when they're at home as big favorites. So I do like Tennessee plus the points on Sunday. Colts and Rams going to be an awesome game. The Rams are favored by 3.5. The total is 49.5. Super interesting game. Don't think I'm going to end up betting it. I still kind of want to see how really good the Colts are. We've seen them against the Dolphins and we've seen them against the Titans, two teams that are towards the bottom in the NFL. The Broncos are 1-2. They easily could be 3-0. They could have won that, should have won that game against the Colts, easily could have won that game against the Chargers. But I think going up against the Rams is a great test. And the Rams, you know, usually in the NFL, you want to fade teams off of emotional losses. And it doesn't get any more brutal for LA than that loss against Philadelphia. You're going into that game, the Rams were 9-2 in their last 11 games. The only two teams that they had lost to, the only were the Eagles. That's it. They beat everybody else. They just can't beat Philly. You're up 26-7 in that game. You had a chance to kick a game-winning field goal. Now you have to make the cross-country flight back home and take on a really good Colts team. Just feels like a tough spot. So I would probably lean Colts if I had to play the game, but I think I'm just going to sit back and watch. 49ers and Jags, nothing for me in this one. Purdy is supposed to be back at practice today, so that it obviously could influence the line. Think San Francisco, probably a good money line parlay piece. I just don't like Jacksonville, but obviously see what's up with Purdy. Ravens and Chiefs, talked about this game a little bit yesterday. It's got to be the Chiefs for me in this matchup. I don't know how you can trust Baltimore. This game is going to be a one possession game. It's going to come down to the wire. And if you're sitting there in the final 5 minutes of the game, which team, which quarterback, which coach would you rather trust to find a way to win? Would you trust the Ravens or would you trust the Chiefs? I mean, it's got to be Kansas City plus the points for me. Bears and Raiders, we have been all over the Bears. We were all over them last week against Dallas when everybody was off Chicago and nobody wanted to back them. And now they win the game and all of a sudden there's a little bit of hope. Everybody thinks all of a sudden maybe Caleb Williams could be a pretty good quarterback. So you know what you do? You come right back and you fade the Bears this week against Las Vegas. So I like the Raiders at -110. Packers and Cowboys is an interesting game. I think the Packers are a good survivor play. I think they're a good teaser option this week. It just feels a little too easy to lay the 7 with them. Bounce back after the Browns loss. Micah Parsons back in Dallas. I think that could be a close game. If we get to 7.5, maybe look at Dallas, but I do think the Packers, good teaser look this week. And then the two Monday night games, which we'll get into more next week. Jets and Dolphins, I'd maybe look at the over in that game. And then the Bengals at 7.5, I think are a pretty good play. Usually when teams in the NFL get annihilated, pretty good idea to come back with them the following week. All right, let's go to our guy Chase Kitty next, who's standing by, and then we'll get to Survivor later on in the show. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM writer. And Chase, what a college football slate we have coming up on Saturday. Might be the best one of the entire year. Betting aside, which game, when you look at the slate, are you just most excited to sit back and watch on Saturday?
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to say the big games in the Big Ten and the SEC, but I think why this weekend is such an interesting game, an interesting weekend in college football, it's the B-list games and kind of the C-list games. I want to know if Mississippi State is good. They're going to host Tennessee. Getting to see Mayava a little bit more in the USC-Illinois game. Illinois can't possibly be that bad. And then I think we're going to see some USC futures runs here in the next month or so, both in the Big Ten and some of the futures market, the playoff market. So seeing what we have a little bit with the Trojans, I think, is going to be interesting because they haven't really played anybody yet. TCU, Arizona State, Friday night. There's just like the games that are not at the very top of the list. I think we are going to be able to learn a lot beyond just who's going to challenge Ohio State, the Big Ten, and you know, what's going on with Alabama. I think it's a lot deeper than that this weekend, and that's the joy of college football.
I think that's a good call. Chase, real quick before we get into some of the games, you bring up Mayava and some of these other players. With the John Mateer news, the Heisman Trophy market is very interesting. Is there a name or two that jumps out at you that maybe you don't think the market has quite adjusted at the moment because of the Mateer injury?
I have written for BetMGM since 2021, and the biggest project I do there is Heisman stuff. I cannot think of a time since I started working for BetMGM where it has been more interesting to get involved in the Heisman market, because Mateer is the favorite and Mendoza just gets slotted up into that favorite spot after the news about Mateer's right hand bone break. Yeah. But I mean, Mendoza shouldn't be the favorite right now. That's crazy. He's had one big game against Illinois. So there's so much value that has shifted downstream that hasn't been accounted for yet. Just go headhunting, man. Just fire bullets. Just go buy tickets in the 20-1 range. There's 16 players right now that are 25-1 or shorter. So it's just a crazy haphazard market where there's all these players that are live, but the top of the market is totally inefficient.
Yeah, John Mateer back down to 22-1. Chase, is there a name that you thought was interesting, maybe with the wrong number?
I think Mayava is interesting. I think, if you didn't get exposure to Arch Manning in the preseason, that's actually a good thing at this point. I think he could be interesting.
25-1.
At cost, right? Now it's about at cost.
100%. All right, Chase, let's dive into some of these big games. We're going to play a little Would You Rather so we can try and cover as many games as possible on this loaded slate. Let's start with the two marquee games coming up on Saturday night. Would you rather lay 3.5 with Penn State or lay 3 with Georgia against Alabama?
Georgia, just because I feel like that's the team I know what it is the most. I have no idea what Alabama is, but I have a feeling it's not a top-level SEC contender. And Penn State is 0-3 against the spread. They haven't met market expectations yet. So I would say Georgia.
A couple of Big Ten home dogs. Would you rather take Iowa +7.5 against Indiana or Washington +8.5 against Ohio State?
Washington +8.5 is interesting to me. I might really have a bet on this in real life. Just because when you go back and replay the Texas game in week one, knowing what we know now, what am I supposed to take away from that? Because they've just been so under what we thought they would be to this point in the season. I think a big road trip to the Pacific Northwest. Ohio State lost outright at Oregon last year. Obviously, Washington is not Oregon, but to get 8 in the hook, you're beyond a touchdown at that point. It's a long trip. They haven't left the state of Ohio yet. I don't know. I just think that's an interesting spot.
Which outright underdog would you rather take to win the game on Saturday? Arkansas against Notre Dame or Auburn against A&M?
Yeah, this is the question, right? Because at cost, I think it's Auburn because of the number, because you're getting a richer return. But what has Notre Dame done to be a -200 money line favorite against an SEC school on the road? I just think Arkansas, particularly because of the way they lost the last two games, I think they're probably feeling a little desperate right now and that they really need this game. Notre Dame probably felt more desperate against Purdue. So I like the Arkansas bet a lot. I might have that.
Yeah, that line just keeps going down. Chase, what else do you like on the Week 5 college football card? What are some of the games that you have on your schedule?
Louisiana Tech is playing its way into Conference USA favorite status for me, and I think we're going to see the futures market reflect that pretty soon. -4 on the road against a UTEP team that hasn't impressed me at all. That feels a little light to me, so that's probably going to be my biggest spread play of the week. And then a couple unders. I'm keeping it pretty short this week just because I've had a few good weeks, and I don't want to overextend on a week where I don't necessarily like a lot. But I like the under in South Carolina, Kentucky. That is a series that is a dead under play pretty much every year. 4 straight unders, 9 of the last 10. So I like the under there. And then Oklahoma State, Baylor. The total is near 60. I mean, why? Have you watched this Oklahoma State team? What offense are they providing that's going to play toward a total in the high 50s? That's crazy.
Well, now that Gundy's out, Chase, maybe they're hoping Brandon Weeden, Justin Blackman walking through that door playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem with that is, first of all, the line was in the high 60s before they fired Gundy yesterday. And second of all, I just don't think they have the personnel to be offensively creative down there right now. So I'll know a little bit more after I talk to my guy Philip Slavin, who's an Oklahoma State guy, later tonight on the 10-12 podcast. But I just don't know what their path is to being offensively competent this year. I don't see it.
Fair enough. Going to be an awesome college slate. Always appreciate Chase Kitty giving us some time. Give him a follow on X at Chase A Kitty. Check him out on BetMGM. Chase, always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the week.
Of course. See you, PJ.
All right, great stuff. Sean, let's get to our BetMGM promo, a pro football no sweat token. You go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a pro football no sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. Let's get to our favorite plays of the day to wrap up the show here in the final minute. My pick and going streak, and we're going to take Jose Altuve to get a base hit today against Luis Severino. Altuve, 14 for 45 in his career, .311 batting average. We fade Severino the entire year when he's at home, much worse than when he's on the road. Altuve's our play today in going streaking. How about this stat on Tanner Beebe, the Guardians right-hander? Since 2024, last season, he's 21-3 on the money line against divisional opponents in the AL Central. Guardians have been on fire. Tigers are fading fast and might even miss the postseason. So Tanner Beebe, over 17.5 outs recorded today at -145. I'd probably take the guards on the money line as well. Let's go back to the well with the Rockies as our dog of the day on the run line, +1.5 against the Mariners. It hit for us yesterday, and we're going back to the well again because Seattle's trying to win the division for the first time in 25 years. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a one-run game. It's going to be a close game. They might even lose tonight. We'll take the Rockies +1.5. And then give me the Astros on the money line, -135 at the A's as my favorite play, Hunter Brown against Luis Severino. Thanks again to Daniel Gallen and Chase Kitty for joining us today on the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Looking forward to another great episode tomorrow as we're talking a little Ryder Cup as well as some NFL and some more college. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.